All right, so instead of me announcing the wrong point total for Ethan Worley, I had him down as 25. We'll go with 23 there. And apparently Michael Schmidt had 17, one less than I gave him credit for. So that's why we stick to broadcasting usually. All right, so without further ado, by the way, this is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Or go online at homepoolsandspas.net. All right, so we got Ethan Worley with us. He hit the game-winning layup with the left hand from the left side of the bucket over some good contact there to put Windsor up by 164-63 with 9 seconds to go. And the defense stood strong for you guys, Ethan, right at the buzzer there. First off, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Secondly, take us through the timeout before that play. You're down by one, 63-62. Coach calls a timeout. You go and you, on the other side of the floor from us, you inbound it, and then we'll let you explain.
All right. The timeout, Coach said, he drew up the plan where he wanted to give it to the two best, to like two players, me and Mike, and then Mike was going to set the screen for me. And I got the ball up top, and then Mike would set the screen again, and then I would see if I have a drive. If not, then I would cut it. I would give it back to Mike. But I saw the drive, and then I took it, and I hit it with the left.
And who was the guy that kind of made you have to shoot that shot off balance? Was it Robinson or was it Walterman?
Robertson.
Robertson, yeah. Robertson was all over the floor tonight for Sekman. Robinson had a good game for them. All right, so the play went according to plan. Obviously, Michael Schmidt is going to be involved in that game-winning type play because 6'6" guy can see the whole floor. Can find you easily at 6'1". So tonight, let's talk about your game. Kind of a weird game. Scoreless, held scoreless in the first quarter. Come alive in the second with 10 points. Scoreless in the third quarter, and then according to your coach, 13 fourth quarter points for a total of 23. What about your performance? Did you like tonight?
I liked how I was going towards the lane. I kept driving, and I got Mike the ball. That was the thing I wanted to do for senior night.
Speaking of senior night, Schmidt, a senior, and Jacoby Hatchell, also a senior, came onto the squad this year. What have those two meant to this season?
Jacoby was the biggest help of all the season. He was such an inspirational person to me. He always cheered me up when I was down. And then Mike, he's always been there for me, since my freshman year. He's always just, improved me. He's always tried to tell me and give me partners to help my game and everything.
All right, so in terms of the game situation, you were down by as much as 13. I think it was 32-19 in the first half. And you closed the gap to a 7-point first-half deficit. And then you get to your first lead. I think it was, early in the fourth?
Yeah.
It was, 53-50. Sekman responds with a run, a 12-8 run to go back up by three. But I want to kind of talk about that point in the game when you were down by 13. What was kind of going on in that situation in the minds of not just you, but your team?
I think the mind was to go out there and try to get back and win. We wanted to do it for Mike so he can get the senior home game win. So he can send him off to win.
Okay, and so you take that first lead and you go up by three, which was your largest lead of the night. And that's when timeouts are starting to be used by both Coach Dutton, your coach, and Coach Williams for Sekman. So when you're up by three and Sekman responds the way they did and they go up, I think, 3 or 4 points towards the very end, y'all were able to keep your composure. Was there ever a nervous moment throughout this game, maybe even towards the very end when the ball was in your hands?
There was really never a nervous moment. There was we were, worried, are they going to run away? But then we were no, we got to keep up. We got to keep going. We got to keep pushing.
All right. Now, you guys improved to 11-12 on the year. And if I'm not mistaken, you take on John Burroughs at John Burroughs. So you're going to get a little bit of rest.
Yeah.
I think a couple of days. I think y'all play, on Saturday?
No, we play on Wednesday.
You play on Wednesday. Oh, next week. Okay. So, yeah, you get plenty of rest. What are you looking to do between now and your final game of the regular season? What are you going to plan on doing in practice and all that good stuff?
We're going to work on the offense and see what John Burroughs has, what they're going to be running. And we're going to look at, see who they've played and see who we played against them. And then we're going to see what type of offense we're going to run against them. And we'll see who their scores are. And if they have two major threats, we'll We'll go like a triangle and two on them, but we'll see just what offense and defense we're going to do on them during practice.
All right. Well, Ethan, thanks for giving us a great game tonight and all of our listeners as well. Congrats on the win. 23 points, 64-63, Windsor beat Seckman. And, yeah, best of luck against John Burroughs next week and into districts.
Thank you.
Ethan Worley, a well-spoken sophomore, put up 23 tonight for the Windsor Owls. And he is our player of the game, our Patsy's Furniture player of the game. He'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. 23 on the night for Ethan Worley. And now we will get Coach Todd Dutton over to the headset